الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اجتبى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون صدق الله العظيم
Now, our previous session, we were talking about Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. We talked about some of the ahadith about the greatness of this great man, there are many more ahadith, but inshallah we will get to those ahadith as we will be talking about this subject. Umar radiyallahu anhu very few of us will know the name of his father and his grandfather and then his relationship with some of the well-known people of Quraysh. Umar radiallahu anhu's father's name was Al-Khattab and his grandfather's name was Nufayl. Umar bin Al-Khattab bin Nufayl. His mother's name was Hantama bint Hisham bin Al-Mughira. Who was the cousin or the first cousin of Khalid bin Al-Walid radiyallahu anhu. And the sister of Abu Jahl. In other words, Abu Jahl was the uncle of Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, his mother's brother. And this was one of the main reasons that Umar radiyallahu anhu, in the early days, he was one of the worst enemies of Islam. Under the influence of his uncle. And at the same time, Umar radiallahu anhu was a very strong person of Quraysh. Every year they used to have competition for wrestlings in Taif. And normally Umar radiallahu anhu was one of the stars of those matches and of those competitions. His animosity of Islam was very well known and throughout Quraysh. And a lot of Muslims went through a lot of hardships because of Umar radiallahu anhu in those early days. Especially there was a maid, a woman, whose name was Basina. Basina radiallahu anha was a slave woman. When she became Muslim and Umar radiallahu anhu knew about her Islam, he used to torture her so much that she would be bleeding every day and continue torturing her until he will get tired, and once he will sit for resting, he would say to her that, "Don't think I have any mercy for you. I'm just waiting until I get a little more energy and I'll come back to you." Finally, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu bought that slave woman from her master and he set her free. Umar radiallahu anhu's animosity at that time was very well known throughout Quraysh, to the extent that when people were migrating to Habasha, some of his relatives were also migrating at that time. There was a Sahabi whose name was Amir bin Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu, and his wife's name was Layla. Amir bin Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu was preparing to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah. Umar radiallahu anhu went to the home and he talked to his wife. He asked her, "Are you people really leaving Makkah?" She said, "Yes. We have gone through a lot of hardships because of you people. We can't stay with you people anymore." At that time, Umar radiallahu anhu felt sorry for them. And he said, "May Allah be with you." And he left. Because of these soft statements from Umar radiallahu anhu, Layla thought that Umar radiallahu anhu might be entrusted in Islam. When her husband, Amir bin Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu, came home, she mentioned the whole story to him. And she said, "I have some hope that he might be entrusted in Islam." But because he knew Umar radiallahu anhu's animosity for Islam and how strict he was against Islam and Muslims, he said that, "I can expect the dog or the donkey of Al-Khattab to become Muslim, but the son of Al-Khattab, Umar, will never become Muslim." He said, "Even the donkey of Al-Khattab can become a Muslim, can embrace Islam, but his son Umar will never embrace Islam." When people started getting into Islam more and more, and every day they have been getting news, the Kuffar of Quraysh were getting news that some more people got into Islam. So finally they decided, "We should have a plan, wal ayazu billah, to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." As they made this plan, they thought the best way will be just let the people decide of their own, and let people try to go for a prize. They set a prize of 100 camels for whoever will kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in the 6th year of Nabuwa, not the Hijrah, 6th year of Nabuwa, which means 5 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the prophethood. So when they made this announcement in the Quraysh that whoever would kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal-ayazu billah, that person will get a prize of 100 camels. So of course, young people, strong people, all of these people were looking for that prize, and of course their head was Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And finally he said to himself, "Why do I need anyone else's help? I can take care of this matter by myself." And he left his home with the intention of going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wal ayaz billah, with the intention of killing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On his way, Umar radiallahu anhu met a person whose name was Nu'aym bin Abdullah, who was from the same clan of Bani Adi, just as from the same clan of Umar radiallahu anhu was from. When he saw Umar radiallahu anhu walking with an open sword in his hand, and from his face he could tell that he's very upset, and now he plans to do something very special today. He's going to fight someone. He's going to go to hurt someone. So he asked him, "Umar, what's the plan?" He said, "I'm tired of this man, wal'ayazu billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is always talking against our idols. He's talking against our forefathers. He's saying our forefathers are going to hellfire. I can't take these things anymore." So Nu'aym knew that Umar is one of the strong people of Quraysh. He might be able to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not kill him, at least he will try to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wanted to change his direction. So he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, "Umar, before you would go to the Prophet of Allah, to that person who's inviting people to Islam, take care of your own relatives." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Your own sister and your brother-in-law, your sister Fatima, your brother-in-law Sa'id bin Zayd, both of them have embraced Islam, and if your own relatives would follow that man, then that is not that man's fault. You have to stop your own people from following him first. So go and take care of all your own relatives first." Umar changed his direction. He went to his sister's home. And as he was about to knock at the door, he heard them reciting something. He knew that this has to be Quran. At that time, Khabbab bin al-Arat radiallahu anhu was in his sister's home, Fatima radiallahu anhu's home, and he was teaching them Quran. Umar radiallahu anhu knocked at the door. So they went and they put the Quran, the copies of the pages, whatever they had of the Quran, they put them away. And even Khabbab radiallahu anhu, he hid somewhere. When Umar radiallahu anhu went into the house, his sister opened the door for him. He asked her, "What is it that you people were reciting?" She said, "We were just talking. I heard you people reciting something. I don't know what you're talking about." And he knew that she is hiding. They were reciting Quran and she's hiding something away from him. He says, "I need those pages that you were reciting from." He says, "I don't know what you're talking about." Then Umar radiallahu anhu started beating her up. And he started beating his brother-in-law. And finally, Umar radiallahu anhu, while he was fighting with these two people, he hit his sister so hard that she started bleeding. And after all, she was the sister of Umar. As she started bleeding, she said to Umar radiallahu anhu, "Umar, go ahead and do whatever you wish. I have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah, and the prophethood of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or Umar, if you have any strength and power, try to take my faith out of my heart. You will never be able to do that, or Umar. So all I can tell you, take my life if you wish, but you will never take my iman anymore." That's it. Umar radiallahu anhu, at that time he felt that there is some strength behind this faith. There is something behind these words. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "I need those pages that you were reciting from." His sister said, "Oh Umar, these pages have the words of Allah on them. I cannot give these pages to a person who's full of filth and najasa. Or Umar, the best thing I can tell you, go and take a shower. Come back to me, I'll give you those pages to see what's in those pages. He took a shower, came back. She gave him those pages of Quran al-Kareem. And Umar radiallahu anhu started reciting those ayahs. When he heard them reciting, they were reciting the ayahs from Surah Taha. Now she gave him some pages that had some ayahs from Surah Al-Hadid. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Umar radiallahu anhu started reciting the ayah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He was reciting the ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem and they were sinking into his heart. They were doing what they're supposed to do. At this time, Umar is not reciting the Quran with the intention of opposing it. He's reciting the Quran with the intention of seeing what's in this. Why it's making people believe so strongly in it. I have never seen my sister talking like this before in my life. That she would say, go ahead, take my life. There has to be something behind these words. And as he's reciting them, they started making their way into his heart. And finally, Umar radiallahu anhu said, he says to his sister, can you please tell me where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? At that time, Khabbab radiallahu anhu, from his tone, he knew that Umar radiallahu anhu is thinking about Islam now. So he came out and he said, oh Umar, let me give you a good news. Only a few days back, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making a dua. A very special dua. What was that dua? He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi ahad al-Umarain. Ya Allah, strengthen this Islam through one of the two Umars. Umar bin al-Khattab or Amr bin Hisham, Abu Jahl. Ya Allah, if Islam needs wealth, if Islam needs power of positions, then Ya Allah, bring Amr bin Hisham, Abu Jahl into Islam because he is one of the wealthiest people of Quraysh and he is the leader of Quraysh. And if Islam needs the strength of people, strong personalities, then Ya Allah, we need Umar bin al-Khattab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proving what does Islam need. And Umar radiallahu anhu was ready to embrace Islam now. This is a very important point that we need to learn from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he is looking throughout the Quraysh, all the enemies of Islam, and he's selecting two people for Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is selecting two people out of the whole Quraysh, that Ya Allah, I need only one out of these two people to help Islam. Just one out of these two people. It's not an easy selection. If we were to think about all the enemies of Islam today, and we would say that I need one person to become Muslim, and then inshallah, I can do a lot with the help of that person. If that person will get on my side, then we can do a lot inshallah. Then who would be that person? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thousands of people in front of him. And he has a lot of different qualities in all of these people. Finally, he tracks everything down to two persons out of Quraysh. One is Abu Jahl, the leader of Quraysh, a wealthy man of Quraysh. The second is Umar bin al-Khattab, a very strong young fellow of Quraysh. As far as respect, people don't have too much respect for him, for Umar radiallahu anhu. They have a lot of respect for Abu Jahl, not too much respect for Umar. They all know him as a young person from Quraysh, very strong. And if you really need to get into a fight, then you need him on your side. Otherwise, you don't care about this man. He's a shepherd originally. Basically, he was a shepherd. And he himself says that I used to take care of the goats and the camels of my father, Al-Khattab. And sometimes he used to follow me to see how I'm taking care of those animals. And once I'll get tired, half of the day, I'll get tired and sit for rest. My father used to beat me up very badly. And he said, you're so young and you're telling me that you're tired? And subhanAllah, selecting a man of that kind out of the whole Quraysh and making dua, ya Allah, I need one of these two people. This tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was really studying the deep personality of each and every person that's working against Islam. And is trying to find out who are the people that if I get those personalities into Islam and those qualities helping me on my side, that I can really use those people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of spreading Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua and his prayers regarding Umar ibn al-Khattab. Of course, at that time, this dua may not be very important to many people, but at this time when we look at that selection, we can tell what difference it made for Islam when Umar radiallahu anhu came into Islam. What was a great turn around in the history of Islam and the change that the history of Islam took place after the Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu at that time and after the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu many years later. Finally, Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was in Darul Arqam at that time. It was the house of Al-Arqam radiallahu anhu. He went and he knocked at the door. People from inside, they looked and they went and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, this is Umar. And we see him with an open sword in his hand. It looks like he came with a bad intention. Hamza radiallahu anhu was there also. He said, open the door. Let me see what that Umar wants from us today. When he opened the door, he grabbed Umar radiallahu anhu. He was bringing him into the house. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up, he went and he grabbed Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Umar, for how long are you going to oppose Islam? Do you want the punishment of Allah to come and see you see the punishment of Allah with your own eyes before you will embrace Islam? And Umar already had that iman in his heart. He came for that purpose. He said, ya Rasulullah, I came here to impress Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. As soon as he said these words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar. And all the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in said the takbir out loud. And from here we learn also that saying the takbir at the time of someone embracing Islam or a special occasion is one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. As soon as he embraced Islam, he said, ya Rasulullah, I have used my energy, my strength, my power, my position, everything to oppose Islam. But today I would like to use all of this for the sake of Islam. Ya Rasulullah, I know that you people, there are a lot of Muslims with you who are hiding their iman and we don't even know that they are Muslims. But ya Rasulullah, please, after embracing Islam, now don't ask me to hide my Islam. I would like to go and announce it in the leaders of Quraysh, amongst the leaders of Quraysh. I would like each and every person in Quraysh to know that Umar has become he became Muslim, and Umar radiallahu anhu has already embraced Islam, and I want to challenge the kuffar of Quraysh to see if anyone would try to stop me from practicing my deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning, he tried to explain to him, Umar, you might go through a lot of hardships because of this. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't care what I face for the sake. He said, Ya Rasulullah, the first thing I would like to do is, if you allow me and you would agree to this, we all would go together. All the people that are in this house at this time, we all will go together and we will perform salah by the Kaaba in the presence of the kuffar of Quraysh with the Jama'ah. We want to go and perform the salah together over there. I want those people to know that Islam is getting established now, and it's not going to be just hiding itself away from you people from now on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed to that point. They all went by the Kaaba, and that was the first time in the sixth year of Nabuwa when all the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the other Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, together they went and they performed the salah by the Kaaba. We got to realize that this wasn't any fard salah, because up to that time salah was not fard on the ummah. Salah became fard on the night of Isra and Mi'raj. That was much later than this event. Now Umar radiallahu anhu, first thing he did was he went to his uncle's home, Abu Jahl. He said to him, oh, do you know that I have become Muslim? Do you think they have anything to say about it? So Abu Jahl knew that Umar is by himself and I am at my home by myself. It's better just to leave this man alone now. And he closed the door on Umar. And Umar radiallahu anhu started going from house to house, all the leaders of Quraysh. He would knock at their door, who's there? Umar. They will be welcoming Umar because they knew that he went with an open sword to go and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he's back here and he's knocking at the door. So they're waiting, according to their understanding, for a good news. He knocks at the door. The second person's home. That person opens the door. Yes, Umar, what's the news? He said, yes, the news is that I became a Muslim. Do you have anything to say about it? And Umar radiallahu anhu says, every home I went, as soon as they would hear that I became Muslim, they would just close the door on my face. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says that on the day of judgment, all the people will be waiting for the judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Islam, the deen of al-Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Islam a form and a shape. And Islam will go and talk to Allah, Ya Allah, I was hiding myself away. People were not able to talk about me till Umar came into Islam. Ya Allah, I can't see Umar waiting for the judgment over there under the heat of the sun. Ya Allah, I would like to take Umar first thing into the Jannah. Let him go and put him in the shed of the Jannah. By the time you finish with the judgment, then we will deal about Umar. Then let Umar radiallahu anhu go to Jannah. Once the door of the Jannah will open, at least I would go like to take him and put him in the shed of Jannah. This will be the request of Islam on behalf of Umar radiallahu anhu. Imagine if Islam will intercede on behalf of a person. Not Muslims. Islam will intercede on behalf of the person. How great that person has to be. And I'm sure that even today, if we offer our services for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Umar radiallahu anhu offered himself, still the doors are not closed for us. And still Islam needs those Umars. And especially in these days, Islam needs Umar. Islam needs a lot of Umar. Not necessarily we have the same name, but we need those qualities that we come up with our deen. We speak up for our deen. We stand up for our deen. We make people know openly. And we go to their gatherings and let them know that this is what Islam is about and this is what we are going to be practicing. This is what my deen is. And these are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stand for this deen and we are going to live for this deen. We will die for this deen. We will die with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us for the service of this deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to surat al-mustaqim. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ilil muslimin wa al-muslimat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.